That is perfect. We're all laughing, but guess what? Today's message is about laughter. You know, I said to Mary yesterday as we were cleaning up everything and everybody had left, I said, Mary, I said, tomorrow's message is on laughter, is with, you know, with us going through this with the loss of Marilyn. And she goes, absolutely, we need it. We need that medicine this morning. So here we go. So who doesn't like a good laugh like we just had this morning? Who doesn't like a good laugh from time to time, right? I'm talking about that kind of laugh that actually is going to bring tears to your eyes, laughter, or laughing so hard that your stomach muscles ache from laughing so hard. You know, even doctors tell us that laughter is the best medicine that we can have in some situations. And when we are feeling down, and today is one of those days where, you know, we are saddened. We have a void missing. There's a void in our heart because that chair is empty. That chair over there is empty. But we need today laughter more than any other time. There are many places in the Bible that give us references about laughter. In Proverbs 17, verse 22, it says, a cheerful heart doeth good like a medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. You know, we did not think up laughter. Mankind did not think up laughter. It wasn't our idea. That was given to us by God. We knew, or God knew, that we would need that emotion, that outlet to laugh. Okay? So when we look at some of God's creatures, for example, he has made, and they might bring us laughter. Here's a good example. How about a duck-billed platypus? When we think about a duck-billed platypus, doesn't it kind of make you smile? Because they look silly, don't they? How about the antics of two otters? Now, like Bruce and Caroline, they live out in the country, and they see a lot of wild things going on out there. And how about two squirrels? When one's got the walnut and the other one wants it, and they chase each other. Or how about when, squirrel's climbing the tree and he's into the bird's nest and the bird's having a fit. You know, they let you know. Those birds are going to let you know. But we can't help but laugh at some of their antics, you know, as they're, you know, messing around. How about monkeys? We've gone to the zoo and we've listened to monkeys or watched monkeys, and it's funny to watch them. So as we look at God's creatures or creation, we know that God must have had quite the sense of humor, amen? And since we are made in his image, we too have that same joy, that same laughter in us. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 4 through 6, it says, God turned Sarah's skeptical laughter to a laughter of sheer joy. Because when God came to Abraham and Sarah and he said, this time next year, you're going to have a child, a son. And when Sarah heard that, Sarah says, yeah, sure, right. Yeah, my old age, yeah, uh-huh. She was skeptical. That was a skeptical laugh. But the thing is, a year later, God had gotten the last laugh. But then her skeptical laughter, Sarah's skeptical laughter, turned into a laughter of what? Sheer joy. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, for everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to weep, there's a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and there is a time to dance. Now, my husband could dance like no other. I mean, he could rock and roll. He could dance. He could just, he just, But when I danced, I'm sure there was a lot of times he could have looked at me and, like, laughed. How many of you know somebody that when they dance, you can't help but laugh? Anybody got, some of you are saying, oh yeah, I know a few people. Okay, so the thing is, we want to talk about laughter and how laughter should be more a part of our lives. So I'm going to talk about these different ways that we can bring more laughter into our lives today and every day. For example, take time to laugh. My laughter experience I want to share with you this morning about going to Ray's place. Remember Ray's in Hennepin? Okay, everybody remembers that place. Well, at that time, what was his wife's name? Pauline?
Pauline.
So anyway, he had passed away. And some of you might know Mary LaFrenz and her husband, and then my former pastors, John Paul and Melinda. Us three couples decided one Sunday afternoon we were all going to go. I believe it, maybe it was a Saturday. Anyway, we were going to meet at Ray's. Now, this is the first time Mary LaFrenz and her husband had ever been to Ray's. So the trip from Princeton, it was a fall day. Trees were absolutely beautiful. They enjoyed the ride because they had never been that direction or on that route before. But anyway, we get to Ray's, and thank goodness it was a busy night because they told us, because there were six of us, we have a back dining room. We're going to ask you to go back there and eat. Thank goodness they did, because the three of us, three couples, we got together. We laughed for 2 hours, two solid hours of joking with each other, clowning around, and just laughing and laughing. And I remember one point, my husband literally laughed there, sat there in the chair just wiping the tears from the laughter. And it was just so funny. I mean, it was, I was surprised they didn't ask us to leave because we were just laughing so hard and having so much fun. And that's what I'm talking about. When we can, spend that time. And what's it do when you're laughing like that? It erases all those things that you might be going through in your life. It just relieves that stress and that tension. So spending time with someone you know who has a great sense of humor, and these two other couples had a great sense of humor, and then to top it off, my husband, I mean, I personally, before I came here and before I met my husband, I was the most serious person that ever walked the earth. I mean, I was so serious all the time. And I learned from my husband, who had a great sense of humor, to just, it was just great to learn from him how to use that sense of humor. So, the more we are around someone who has that type of sense of humor, it rubs off on you. And that you can use that and learn to develop it. And so, again, as we, go about our day, think about, we're so thankful to have Jerry and his ministry with his sharing his jokes with us on Sunday mornings. But being around people that have a good sense of humor, a good thing too is to retell stories or play practical jokes, nice practical jokes, on friends and family. But better yet, spend time playing cards or playing a game with your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren. You're bound to get an experience of a laughter in some form or another. When I was down in Tennessee a week ago, I was playing Candyland with my granddaughter. She beat me three times. Three times. I mean, and we laughed. We had such a good time. And, of course, I'm trying to think of who it was. My other granddaughter's boyfriend. Of course, he wants to chime in and play the game, but he wanted to cheat at the same time. So we got a good laugh out of it, but it was a lot of fun. Another thing, I talked about how God has, animals and how we can laugh at our pets and some of the silly things they do. I have a little Cocker Spaniel. Caroline and Bruce have seen my puppy, but she's about, maybe 20 pounds, something like that. But she loves, loves, loves to play ball. And I have a fenced-in backyard, and so I'll throw that ball way up in the air. It comes down, bounces once, but it bounces when it bounces the first time, she'll jump up literally off the ground that high to catch that ball. But the thing that the reason I share this is because she is so happy to play ball that when she gets that ball in her mouth, she's still barking. So it's, you know, it's just, she's got a mouth full of ball, and yet she still barks because she's so happy. And so when she barks like that, and she's got that ball in her mouth, she makes me laugh because she's just expressing the joy that she has of, you know, being such a happy puppy. So sharing joy and laughter with others, you know, just like Jerry does when he shares his jokes with us. When he does that, what is he doing? Laughter doeth good like a medicine. He's giving us all a dose of medicine when he does that. And when we, you know, how many of us know someone that every single time you see them, they've got a smile on their face? I mean, can you think of someone? Most of us probably can. Think of one person that every time you see them, they've always got a smile on their face. When you see that smile on their face, Iona? What's that? Okay. So every time you see them, it almost makes you want to smile, doesn't it? So just that much, I mean, that can trigger, you know, that can trigger a little dose of medicine for someone who needs it that day. Because laughter doeth good like a medicine, share that medicine with others. We can make a point of sharing a good laugh at least one time a day. You know, as you're, you know, praying to the Lord in the morning before you get out of bed, before you take that first step, say, Holy Spirit, bring some, you know, give me an opportunity to share the joy of the Lord with someone today. Put someone across my path that I can share the joy, your joy. Another thing that laughter does, it lightens your load. Some of us have jobs that are so stressful, and there's times when you just need a good laugh just to get rid of some of that weight, that tension that's weighing on your shoulders. So it says in Luke chapter 6, verse 21, blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Being blessed is also about experiencing a hope and a joy. When we, you know, it's like this morning, I was sharing with Mary this morning that for the first time physically, I felt physically great. I've been battling some symptoms in my body for quite some time, and this morning I just felt so good, and I was just literally dancing around my house just thanking the Lord that how good I felt this morning. I was just so rejoicing, and I think Cheryl could probably relate to that, that when she's not dealing with those migraines and she's feeling good, there's such a joy. And it almost brings you to laughter because you just feel so good and you're so appreciative of the fact that you feel that good, you know. And you know when you're struggling in your spiritually or mentally or emotionally, when you have those moments of clarity and your body just feels awesome and, you know, you just have a peace that passes all understanding, you appreciate those moments more, right? Because you're not struggling, your body's not struggling. So it says in King David wrote, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. So if we feel that burden today, we can ask God to lighten that load by getting a dose of laughter. And sometimes it's better to give that laughter than it is to receive the laughter, because then you know that you've made somebody else feel better. So another thing is savor surprises and learn to laugh at yourself. In Genesis, good example, Sarah laughed when God told her that she was going to have a baby in her old age, but God had the last laugh. And you might say that her skeptical laugh, as I had told you earlier, had gotten turned into a sheer joy. But she, you know, she realized that God had a plan and a purpose. Here's a true story. How many of you know George Beverly Shea? He is the singer that sang for Billy Graham. Okay, well, back then, when they did this particular thing, they had the MTV where they did videos of song. When they sing with song, they would have a little video going on with this. Well, so they wanted to try this. So George Beverly Shea was, they were going to do a little video clip, and I don't know whether they were going to use it for like advertisement or, you know, like for an upcoming crusade or whatever it was. But they tried to talk George Beverly Shea into standing on a big, huge rock off the coast of the Pacific Ocean, in this big, huge rock. And they said, we want you to sing right there. And we're going to do this little video of you singing on this rock. And it was on the solid rock, I sand, probably was the hem, probably. So he's like, but it's water, and I might get wet. And they go, no, that rock there where we got you, where we're going to put you, is totally dry. So that means that the waves aren't going to hit you there. So he starts singing the song, and halfway through the song, a big wave comes up, slaps up against that big rock, and they were running the film at the time, and you could just see him, and he's standing there with the mic singing. All of a sudden, he just goes like this and looks up, and it just drenched him, just totally drenched him. And you can hear the cast members and all the people laughing, and he was laughing. He was laughing at himself, but he was just drenched, just soaked. Now, whether that was just a practical joke that they played on him, I don't know. But the point being is that he laughed at himself, and he wasn't mad or anything. He just, it was a good time to laugh. So another thing, too, about laughter is to expect great things from laughter. Knowing that, you know, you made somebody else laugh, or you made yourself, oh man, I was so glad us three couples went out and had, you know, a luncheon together, and we laughed, and, you know, we expected to have a good time. So it says in Psalms 126, verse 2, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things. So what are they talking about there in that scripture? It says God had led his people out of captivity and brought them back to their homeland. So because they were so relieved and so thankful because of what God had done, because they were in captivity for 70 years in a certain situation, and they were so filled with joy, and of course that joy became laughter, and they were dancing before the Lord. And it says what they did was, is they first, the first thing they did was they built an altar and worshiped God. So the thing that, if you get nothing else out of this message today, is when we get up and we stand and we worship and we praise God, we are to be filled. That's what God's doing us. We are standing there praising and worshiping him because, you know, we once were in the world, maybe, and we are set free from that. That we are a child of God. And because of that, we can rejoice. What better way to rejoice and find laughter than praising our Heavenly Father, our Creator, for what he has done to set us free. To set us free. And know that for eternity, we will be with him if we've confessed Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. So, I want to share another true story. And this man's name was Jerry. He was 78 years old. Am I close, Jerry? I said, the guy was 78 years old. I said, am I close?
Oh, he's just
oh, okay. Okay. Anyway, this particular Jerry, he loved playing golf whenever possible. It was just, you know, he's retired. It was a season to be retired. So he loved playing golf. But you see, his wife had Parkinson's disease. And with the many trips to the hospital, and the medications, and the many days when she was struggling just to keep her balance, and he couldn't go play golf. He had to be with her. But Jerry always, always had a smile on his face, and he always had a joke or two to share with others. And every single morning, him and his wife, Jerry and his wife, Ginger, would get up in the morning, and they would sing a hymn. And Jerry would say to his wife, Ginger, what hymn do you want to sing today? And her response every single time was, count your blessings. It goes on to say in this story that when they would sing that song and they would get to that verse, count your blessings, they would stop and they would name all of their blessings. And when they were through, they recognized the truth of each one of those blessings. And those many blessings that they thought of and they talked about did so much more to relieve her pain than any of the medications that she was on. So when we take note of our blessings, when we stop and we count our blessings, that sorrow that we might want to hang on to us, it grabs its bag and it slips out the back door. It takes the oxygen right out of what we think is a temporary joy. Because the kind of joy God has for her isn't temporary. It's courageous joy. And that's exactly what Jerry had. He had a courageous joy that no matter what the circumstances were, no matter what the situations were, he applied the joy of the Lord in his circumstance. We call that courageous joy. It wasn't a temporary joy or a contingent joy. It's contingent on how I feel that day. That's where my joy is. It depends on how my day is going. No, we want that kind of joy, that kind of joy that brings laughter, that's contagious and courageous. So every day, before we even step out of our beds and before we start our day, we need to ask for that courageous joy. We need to ask for that joy of the Lord that brings that laughter. Yesterday, Mary, again, as we were sitting there talking a little bit, she shared a text that she had received from a friend regarding of the news of Marilyn's passing. As Glenn would call it, her heavenly birth. Her friend said, Mary's friend said, she was devastated by the news, but one of the things that stood out about Marilyn was her laughter. She was definitely a woman of God, no doubt about it. She was definitely a servant of God, there's no doubt about it. She was one of the most humblest people that I've ever met, and I'm sure you could all agree with me. And yet, one of the things that Mary's friend talked about was Marilyn's laughter. And that is the thing that Marilyn would want us all to do, is continue her legacy of laughter and make it contagious and make a difference, just like she did. Lastly, in Job 8:21, he will yet fill your mouth with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. That's God's promise to you and to me. All we have to do is receive it. All we have to do is accept it. Let's go ahead and close in prayer this morning. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gift of laughter. When we find that the cares of the world and the circumstances that we are facing become so overwhelming, Father, we ask that you help us find humor, even in the midst of all that we are going through, so that it might lift our spirits with a deep laughter, a belly laugh, a laugh that brings tears to our eyes. Because, Father God, you gave us the gift of laughter, and we receive that gift. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. For the laughter, it doeth good like a medicine. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let's stand for our closing.